Hey, David, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I don't allow visitors in this class, but you will let in.
Oh, thank you.
Just don't breathe or nothing.
Oh, well, I'll look here.
Are you considering Bible college, are you, Dan? Dave, I mean. Sorry. You guys look alike, of course.
Yeah.
That would be very good. Of course, you know I think that. Okay. The wrong end of the bin. There. That's all right. That's fine. Now today, we're going to get down to some nitty-gritty. Wait a minute. I forgot something. The notebook for this class. Who stole it? Daryl, before you take your coat off, would you be so kind as to step through that door up to my office? You may take the elevator if you like. And on my desk should be a file folder that says Choral Ministries. And if it's not there, it's in the publications art department. And if it's not there, it's in the front office. No, it was on my desk earlier, as I was studying for this class earlier today. What we're going to do today is we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, as I've said probably three times since this morning started, on how to make you sing with excitement. Remember, we had, was it Keith come up here and stand and hear how exciting you really sing, which wasn't very exciting. Where's everybody at?
Recuperating from tryptophan.
Is it tryptophan? How do you say it, chemist? Tryptophan. Tryptophan is a chemical in turkey that makes you go to sleep. Yes. Well, it's not so much the music as people knowing it, because it's frequently sung in church. What'd you pick? No, not necessarily. You don't have to correct musicality. Your point is going to be how to make him sing with absolute splendor of anointing, right? Now, I realize this is not an, oh, bless your heart, not an easy assignment. Okay, now I can figure out where I'm at. Oh, no. Well, I guess we just won't get to it today. Two pieces of music I left sitting up there, too. They're sitting there in the file folders on my desk.
Oh, I just thought you wanted that.
I did, but they're these two, 215 and 252. They're sitting right there. I thought all of this was one big pile. I have never been this discombobulated ever all semester, have I? You can't hear me? That's because you're talking. Everyone's out back there mumbling. Really, this room is, I mean, this class is so huge that a PA is really necessary. Right? Okay. Well, we'll leave those there.
stand, please.
Take out, please. I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. You overwound it. Now watch. You're not watching if you're ahead of the beat. Right? Tenors are the most ahead of the beat. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah to Him. I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. Joy, joy unto Him.
Now, Keith, come up here again. I need to ask you the important question. Now you tell me
if this is exciting or not.
One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah to Him.
You're trying harder.
I will sing hallelujah.
They did try harder this time. They tried a lot harder.
Yes, I'm rooting.
Did it? You'll be satisfied with a choir like that.
Yeah, I'll be satisfied. Well, not.
Well, let's see. What was his grade? this group. This group. I guess that was an improvement over last week. Now, thank you. If you didn't do very well, I was going to have him do something. But you tried harder. Thank you, Mark. Sopranos begin to pick up some things to do. There's a couple of things you're doing wrong yet, but here's some technical things to consider. One, what is the most important word in this piece of music? Say it again. Huh? I can hardly hear you. Got it. Joy. It's also the highest point of the musical phrase, right? Am I right? Now, let's sing then the first phrase and emphasize the word joy. Ready? One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord.
That was okay. Try it again. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah.
You're sticking out real bad. Switch you to the front row. Now, that sounds okay, but that's about the only thing that you're doing. Right? So, we've got to do more than that. And that's what Keith was pleased with, the fact that something was being expressed. Now, what makes Mary Ellen's ministry so effective? Can you tell me? What did you say, Denise? Her bubble.
Effervescence.
Kind of like a fizzy. The fizzy does help. I mean, the effervescent quality does help, truly. Her personality is a blessing. However, what makes the ministry effective is what many of you were saying, the fact that she is very expressive with the music. She makes you believe what she's singing. Especially when she leaves the melody and really begins to preach. She is very effective. Now, chorally, you can be as effective if you are as expressive. Now, what do you notice about Mary Ellen's face when she's expressing? It's animated. It's expressing something. She's just not singing, I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. We do smile when we have joy, right? I will sing hallelujah to Him. Right? But she has expression in her face. Now, if you're going to step into the anointing, guess what you're going to be doing too? Oh, you deadpans. Oh, ye of stoic countenance. Now, that's one point. Now, how would she sing the word sing? A little punchy. She wouldn't punch it. As she would sing the word sing in a singing way. She just wouldn't sing-song it. Now, here's the problem. Our tenor section is singing very sing-songy. Very just straight. They're not putting a lot of action. There's no shape. There is, in good anointed singing, no such thing as a static note. You know what I mean by a static note? That's a note that retains the same dynamic level for very long at all. I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. It was very static. There was hardly any change of dynamic range. Plus, it was very sing-songy. Very strung out, hung together. Now, another thing you're doing is dropping into the phrase, hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. And you drop into the phrase, there's almost a whole beat or longer rest before you sing the word joy. But you need to sing hallelujah, joy. See? You don't need to breathe after the word hallelujah. You breathe after the word Lord. Lord. You don't have to breathe at that comma. That's only 2.5 measures of music at a very fast tempo. That's, you should be able to sing at least 6 to 8 bars of music at this tempo. Okay, take it again. Try to make some improvements. 1, 2, ready, sing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know how you feel about it, but I can't start on the wrong beat. And I gave you the wrong beat. So, 1, 2, 3.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord, I will sing.
Now, you're still dropping the word hallelujah. Even though you may not be breathing, you're dropping it like you're going to breathe. You're dropping it. 1, 2, 3.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord, I will sing hallelujah.
Shoulders in as you're singing.
Pardon me, all you Swedes. All right? It was very static. Daryl. Currently, you're not more static than the tenor. No. Now, that's a good question. That's a good point. Because basses, usually having the most interesting part in the piece. I mean, when you have 3 notes, there's not a lot you can do with them. And it is very easy for the bass to slip into the drone mode. You know what a drone is? Not the B type. But the drone are the 3 pipes that stick up in the air, or 4 pipes that stick up in the air on a bagpipe. And you get wind in the bag, and then you hit it with your arm, inside your arm, and you force air into the drones. And they go, and that is the life and ministry of the drone on a bagpipe. Where the actual melody is played by the, what they call it, the chanter, which is the part that hangs down here and has a hole in it. I have never mastered bagpipe. I've always considered it about as pleasant as having an octopus for a pet to hug. But, sorry. So, the drone, though, is 1 volume, just, it goes. It gets on and goes. Or in Baroque music, they had what was known as the ostinato bass, which is the root from which we get the term obstinate. And so they've been frequently called the obstinate basses. An ostinato bass is a melody that repeats itself over and over and over as a drone. And they just goes over and over and over. Everything else is playing or singing something different, but the basses have the same dumb melody over and over and over again. And the ostinato is the basis for the two kinds of music known as the chaconne or the passacaglia. And of course, all of you have heard passacaglias at one time in your life or another. But the consequence of a drone sound is a real dead sound. And if you have the basses just pumping out notes, I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord, I will sing hallelujah to Him. I mean, it sounds like you want to do that. I admit that my bagpipe drone does sound a bit like an 049 airplane engine on a control line aircraft. Yes, well, we don't want the basses to sound like that either. So, it requires a lot more energy and concentration and thought on your part to be expressive. But you can be expressive on your Johnny One Note, just like the tenors can be on their nice counterpart. Right? So, you've got to catch the expression of the words and sing it with the same expression that Mary Ellen would sing it on the melody. Right? Right. Define. Well, no. What? I don't know if I'm catching your question, but I think what you mean, or what you're trying to ask, and what I think my answer would be to what you're trying to ask, is that in a case of a choral ensemble, everybody has the same expression. That you can't have individuals expressing it the way you think it should go. May I please have a quiet in the soprano section? The train of thought was lost in the process here. The intent of bringing Mary Ellen into it is to suggest that music needs to be expressive. But it is devastating to choral ensemble if everybody is being expressive in their own right. See, the choral ensemble must express as a single voice. So that concept wasn't lost. Okay. Is that what did that answer your question? Which is the import of your assignment? Is to get everybody to express it the way you want it expressed as a conductor. That's where I come in. See? A conductor gives general direction for the expression, and the choral ensemble should feel together that expression and move toward the total choral expression. See? Now, some people, well, I mean, you may feel a particular emphasis different than the choral expression, but you must submit to the good of the whole. It's a bit of a communist society here. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's take this again. I think we may have lost our pitch center, though I think we've been real well holding on to the beat. We'll find out. My memory served me to that being the key. So it probably is still in there. Do you realize you can memorize pitch? Did you know that? You can. That you've just memorized this and you've been singing it over and over and over again in the exact same key. That's good. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah to Him. I will sing.
Doesn't work. You've got to make it flow. See, if notice the same volume, there's something the matter with it. It's got to grow. It's got to have shape. It's got to have life. Let's hear the altos sing their line by themselves. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah.
Now, did you hear the way they sang the word sing? Listen to that again. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah. Joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah to Him.
Didn't do anything with the word Him because you were running out of breath. That's called lock in and hold. Because if I do anything, it's going to fall apart intonation-wise, right? Is that how it felt? Other than that, that was very good. What do you think? Now, sopranos, can you hear the kind of beefy quality they have? And there's a real excitement to the way they sing. Hear it again. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah to Him. I will sing hallelujah, joy to the Lord. Joy, joy unto Him.
Depending on what the pianist does. Now, the word Lord in the last line was static in the back row, Stanley. Now, did you catch? There's a spirit about the way they're singing. They also have a rather mature sound. You tend to have a little girl sound, like the soprano say. I want you to blend with them. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah.
Tenors, you need to emulate that expressive quality. Right?
Right.
Now, let's hear the tenor, alto, and soprano. They're doing pretty good. Now, don't lose that soprano's build on it. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah.
You have to be right with us rhythmically or it's dead. One, two, three.
I will sing hallelujah. Joy to the Lord. I will sing hallelujah.
Singing in several keys.
One, two, three. I will sing hallelujah.
I will sing, ha, hallelujah.
Energetic, right? Three, four, five. One, two, three.
I will sing, hallelujah.
Together. One, two, three.
I will sing, hallelujah. Joy to the Lord.
You're overshooting.
Sounds like a 1934 Ford pickup trying to get into first gear. Take out, please. Now, that's substantially improved. In fact, Keith, come up here. Leave this out for a second. We have Keith listen to you in your new improved state. Now, in myself, I can do nothing. However, in music, you hopefully can do something. Now, there is an advantage on this one. Basses have melody. That is an advantage. Yes?
What is that, Darrell? Strictly an option of the arranger.
Nail or to teeth. Okay?
Sit up straight, please.
Rushing tenors.
In myself, I am so weak, but I have this blessed promise. In my God, I can do anything.
1, 2, 3.
In myself I can do nothing. In myself I am so weak. But I have this blessed promise. In my God I can do anything.
Where does this piece build to? In my God. Now, what is the phrase that builds to it? Blessed promise. Right. That means you've got to start sparkling by the time you get to blessed promise. Because this is a message of hope. Right? And it's a message that should be sung with conviction that I am not capable of myself of anything, but I definitely have an absolutely sure, foolproof, positive promise from God that in my God I can do absolutely anything He so desires me to do. Right? So you've got to start to sparkle there. It's got to come alive. Let's hear the altos and the basses. Again.
In myself I can do nothing. In myself I am so weak. But I have.
Now, right there, you should change your whole countenance, your whole demeanor. But I've got something. That's what it's going to sound like, right?
Right.
Take it easy. Bass alto. 2, 3.
In myself.
Now, you're pumping it out too hard. Especially Greg.
In myself.
Just pushing this out. It's not expressive. In myself. I can do nothing. Then saying something to somebody. That's what you're doing on the platform. You're saying something to somebody. You're trying to convince them of eternal truth. So, you want your voice to sound like you're speaking. You want it to be something that is warm and listenable, not just tone. We can get a synthesizer to play tone. Music that is sung is far beyond tone. It's an expression of an intention. It's the verb express. Pardon my allusion to the doctrine of the Logos. Okay, take it again. Bass alto. 1, 2, 3.
In myself.
Okay, we've got 3 keys, or 2 anyway, yours and mine. And I was higher than you were. 1, 2, 3.
In myself, I can do nothing. In myself.
Now, obviously, that didn't do it. Did you hear what they did? In myself, I can do nothing. In myself, I am so weak. But I have... power. No, a change of countenance, not a major change of volume level. Okay?
A little sparkle added to it. This is not easy to do. I tried to sing the tenor to get the harmony. don't get changed to that word, it dies. It's like a corpse laying there. Dead. Like a grasshopper. Back, belly up, back side down. Like this. You've heard the old story. What's this? Dead on the beach. No, I laughed. Like this is what this is. Yeah. Sorry. Hanging around 13-year-olds will do that. Okay? We. The word we kind of come alive. Say, one, two, three.
In myself, I can do nothing.
Same thing as the word nothing. Nothing stays static. Something has motion. It has shape to it. There's something to a word. This is going to get louder and softer every time. It builds in strength. It shapes. Okay? Don't let any long note remain static. Put that down as a rule on your refrigerator. No static long notes. One, two. Not in your laundry room. And no static long notes. Look at your pants, nothing for your socks. One, you bounce or something. One, two, three.
In myself, I can do nothing. In myself, I am so weak. But I have this blessed promise. In my God.
Everybody, one, two, three.
In myself, I can do nothing. In myself, I am so weak. But I have this blessed promise in my God.
Pass out two new pieces of music. Yes. Thank you.
You don't have them, Barbara?
And I'm passing out the Mercy of the Lord, file 215. The Mercy of the Lord, file 215.
You did have your elder today.
Now, my money. Okay, let's look at So Let Us Praise Him.
Session. One, two, three.
As good of a reader as you thought. Right? The week after Christmas? So far. No. Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm not sure what exactly
I'm not sure what we're doing either, because I got to go see my mom there.